So welcome to Get Wrecked. This is your host Fox and Ryko over there, and this is the game podcast where the facts don't matter. The facts matter as much as Fox likes to wear socks. Who lives in a box? Oh crap! I feel like I just ate rocks. Anyways, back to the game.
Sure. Yeah. That was an interesting one. I like it. I liked it though. You know what? We'll go with that. We'll go with that intro. I liked it. It was okay. And you know, and you're holding a baby. So what can I say? It's the best that you can do. For anybody that is listening to Fox is his daddy, in a video game anyway. Anybody listening to on Spotify, we're actually currently streaming this on Twitch. Fox is playing Resident Evil Village because that's the game that we are talking about today. We talked about it before. We're revisiting it now that it's been out for a couple weeks now. Fox is obviously already beat the game. And so now we're just going to talk about it. Talk about the game if you haven't played it. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Hey, Ryko, are you also recording this on your end? Because I can't. This thing's not letting me record it on my end.
Yeah, I am. So everything is good. Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. Guys, if you don't know what Resident Evil Village is, you must be living under a rock. But just in case you are, Resident Evil Village is a survival horror game developed and published by Capcom. It's the next installment in the Resident Evil series and serves as a direct sequel to the Resident Evil 7 Biohazard that came out in 2017. This game came out on May 7th, dude. Yeah, I know, right? 8 comes after 7. It's pretty crazy.
What a twist.
Yeah,
I totally forgot what I wanted to say. Yeah, I want to play number 7 again. That was a good game. I loved it. Look, this was number 7. Why did we keep this around? Just get rid of it someday. So I kind of skipped a big chunk of the storyline. What's his name? Ethan tries talking to Mia about like what happened at the baker's estate, and she's like, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Don't they get into like some stupid argument, and then she's like, "Go take the baby, like put it to sleep."
Sleep. Pillow.
What is going on, Richie? How are you?
Oh, dude, Richie's on here. Tell him I said hello. I can't see the screen because honestly, I have multiple pages up and my OBS Streamlabs is covering the chat. So.
Ah. It's
wait. Right. I can say hello. Hello, Richie. I'm so tired.
Yeah, tell him I said hello. He said, there is a huge guys. Okay.
There's a huge head.
A huge echo. Oh, I'm not quite sure why. It's probably something Fox did, you know.
I don't know. Fuck the settings, man.
Do you have your... You know what? Do you have your stream open on another window? Do you have the actual stream open on another window? Because if you do and you don't and you haven't muted it, that's why. That's why. If you mute it, then it's fine. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. No, it's not.
I thought there was just like a bunch of huge guys on the screen or something like that, and I was like, wait a minute, this isn't that kind of stream.
Getting Ryko all worked up.
Yeah, sure was. I mean,
he's like, this is Chippendales.
I was literally ready to assume the position, you know, get my promotion pads, you know, just dust them off, you know, ready to go.
Your promotion pads?
Yeah. Yes. Funny story. I was putting on knee pads today, and like, coworker's like, oh, I see you got your promotion pads, and I was
promotion. Yeah. I was thinking like, oh, like promoting Get Wrecked knee pads. I'm like, I guess that's cool. And then I get it now.
Yeah, you get it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So hey, Richie, is the sound good? I just want to make sure the sound's good now. I can wait.
It's like it's beautiful. Yeah, it sounds perfect. Remonge. Yeah, so Resident Evil Village is a good game, right, Fox? Or is it not a good game?
I like it. I freaking love this game already. It does a lot of hints, Easter eggs, heavy spoilers if we talk about it, because...
Oh, yeah. I guess that's probably appropriate that we say that now, because this is after the fact that the game has come out, and usually we can do spoilers as much as, like, we know, because the game usually isn't out yet. But if you guys don't want any spoilers, I'm just go ahead and just say probably not a good idea to keep listening to this podcast right now. But, you know, always come back to it after you play the game or after you don't care about spoilers anymore.
For sure, because I may also kind of speed through this game just a bit. I'm not really going to continue streaming the game for very long tonight, because I got work tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But I mean, I think it's important. Like, I want to talk about Village because it really does look like a fucking sweet game. Like, I like the fact that you, I don't know, you get to upgrade your weapons and stuff like that through the shop, right? Through the NPC and stuff like that.
Oh, so ha. You remember Resident Evil 4, right?
Sure, not really at all, but yeah, go ahead.
What? You never played it.
No.
And you never saw me stream it. Dang it. So this game, if you ask me, is very heavily influenced from Resident Evil 4. You will see a lot of stuff. There is their own merchant in this game. And he even quotes the merchant from RE4. Spoiler alert, guys, because it's not even part of the storyline. It's just a small thing. Oh, look, she got shot.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about the storyline.
You duck when there's bullets.
You duck.
You don't stand in front of them.
Why is she dying so fast?
Because it's Mia. I'm just like, you should have died at the Baker house. I chose Zoe. I got stuck with you. Oh, thank God, Chris, you're here. There's bullets flying everywhere.
He's like, I know.
He's like, I know.
I love how he's like, I know, and he just fucking shoots her.
Redfield?
Why are you doing this to me? Chris, why?
I'm gonna tell Claire.
So is this game is it something that you would say that you need to play the other games for now that we've played it? Seven is definitely like recommended to play first before you play this one.
It's a requirement if you ask me. You need to play seven to understand the story. You need to understand who Ethan is.
Okay.
In order to get this, I mean, you don't have to play seven to understand Chris Redfield, because honestly they change his character design so much that you don't even know which Redfield's the real Redfield. Except for Claire, they keep her character design pretty similar. Leon's character design just usually grows more facial hair, so he keeps that weird bowl cut. Oh, this is a flashback.
Got you. He's like, I got your daughter's results back. Yeah. Yeah, she's a fucking weirdo. She's a boy.
She's a boy. Congratulations. This phone call will be $800.
That'll be $800. What? I thought we had insurance. That's with insurance.
That's with insurance. That's your copay. God bless America.
Guys, if you're interested in playing this game for yourself, The platforms you can play this game on are PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, Series S, Google Stadia, and Microsoft Windows. Fuck you, Google Stadia. But yeah, PC. You know, maybe Stadia's better. Maybe Stadia's gotten better. It probably hasn't.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to. Let me know if I played. Let's see.
Yeah. I mean. So anyway, you were talking about, like, before we got sidetracked on Mia getting shot by Chris. You were talking about, like, the merchant being, like, a callback to Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, so in Resident Evil 4, there was that merchant who's like, "What are you buying?" And this merchant will quote him. He's like, "What are you buying?" He's like, just something an old friend of mine used to say. See how glitchy this part is now? It's like choppy.
Yeah, I can see how it's. I can see how it's super choppy. I mean, it's not that bad, but it is. I can see how it's. It's pretty choppy. It's not like a super crisp image.
Yeah, to me that's just. It's real bad. It doesn't catch up.
Like it's so bad. Well, maybe you need better internet.
No, this is the program itself.
Oh, is it really? Holy shit!
Yeah, this is because again, like it runs best when I don't have any other program.
Okay.
And now I have Streamlabs. I have my internet. Yeah, this game runs hard. Even the graphics, like, is over what my mind could actually run on.
Right.
And this is low setting.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. There's something to be said too. If you guys are playing it on PC, make sure that you have minimum specs required to play the game.
This is minimum. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Fox has. Yeah.
So you can enjoy it even better.
I think Fox has the minimum requirements to play the game, but it doesn't mean that you can stream the game. That's always something to be like take into consideration too. It's like you can get mad at games or anything like that, but like when you're trying to stream a game, like, or you're just trying to stream anything, like, take into consideration like the specs that you have on your PC, and like, don't get mad. I guess I would say don't get mad that you can't stream like the certain game that you want. You know what I mean? There's always like other like lower quality games or something like that. So you can't use like, I guess, your specs on your PC to like as an excuse to not stream if that's something that you want to do. But it is an excuse to not stream. Certain games like Resident Evil Village maybe. If you can't handle it.
Oh, and if you can't handle the most intense.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, so like it does have pretty good horror aspects in this game. I wasn't sure about that, and I wanted to ask you about that. How did you feel when it came to like the horror aspect? Did it feel more like it was a horror game? Like, I remember Resident Evil 7 scaring the shit out of me. Or did this feel more of like an adventure game with like, you know, I don't know, like werewolves and vampires and stuff like that? Not really scary, but just like an adventure game that has like these monsters.
It gives me both, if you ask me. Like, it has the action-y feel to it. It's like Underworld met Resident Evil. You know, with the Resident Evil feel to it.
Underworld.
It was that vampire liking movie.
Yeah. I remember. Okay, yeah, I've seen Underworld. Okay, yeah. So it was like Underworld. I guess so. I don't know, man. It just, because it's classified as a survival horror game, right? Is it really like a I know it's kind of like a survival game, but is it really like a horror game?
With this, yes, because it really does bring on a lot of anxiety.
Okay.
So they did a good job. Like they did, if you ask me, they did a good job.
Based on what I'm seeing right now, it looks like, I hate like dark areas right there where like they only give you like that certain amount of light and like you can't see anything else. That always freaks me the hell out when I'm playing games.
And it does that a lot in this game. There's a lot of parts that I like to be like, oh, this doesn't have the Resident Evil feel to it. Like it actually has a lot of Resident Evil feel to it. There were technically vampires and werewolves in through the comics series. So like through canon, they did have them, but they were bioweapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, we're going through spoiler territory. I see we're down to two viewers, so probably Richie left. He was like, I don't want spoilers.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. That's why we give you guys the heads up anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Just for anybody also listening to that can't, you know, watch us on Twitch. But like, yeah, just again, spoiler alert, like warning right now.
Right. So like these are bioweapons, but this is heavily inspired off of Resident Evil 4, if you ask me.
Yeah, do you think they wanted, obviously we talked about that in their first episode too, like how Resident Evil 4 was like a really good game, a lot of people's favorite. I think you said it was your favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Is, you think they were just
they don't have quick time events. That makes me happy.
They don't have what?
Quick time events. I hate quick time events. So Resident Evil 4 was the first one to introduce quick time events to the Resident Evil series. So like hit the right and left trigger at the same time to dodge the scenario.
Oh, okay, okay.
They don't do that anymore, so I'm glad, because Resident Evil 5 was heavily influenced on that, and then Resident Evil 6 was dependent on those. I swear to God, you're like, got a lockpick, you gotta hit these the right trigger. You gotta do it again. One more time. We're gonna make it really hard to do it, but you got another shot. Yeah, it was really annoying with those Resident Evil. 7 came back and it gave it the horror genre and suspense feeling again, which was really good if you ask me.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about, because I haven't watched anybody's like gameplay footage or like walkthroughs or whatever, let's plays I should say, but I've seen some gameplay footage of the game, obviously. Just being on YouTube and, you know, being like just me, it's hard to stay away from like just a little bit of gameplay footage here and there, but it didn't seem all that. That's why I asked about the horror thing, is like it just didn't seem like it was all that like horror. It seemed more of like, oh, this is like a survival action adventure game. And I do remember like 7 just feeling like super scary, and I'm actually like kind of pleased. I guess I was seeing more of like late game footage, later game I should say. Or does this kind of feel keep going through the entire game?
Well, like through any of the Resident Evil games, like you get a little numb to it and you're already getting become more familiar with your actions. So after a while it's like, oh, that's not so scary anymore. Especially once you do your second playthrough. This is a second and a half because I just restarted over to save to do this one. But you're now more prepared. You're mentally prepared when you're doing your other playthrough. But when I first played this, I was terrified. I misplayed a couple of things. I was panicking. played in the dark to give it that more adrenaline filling.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I will say you leave like this game, they give you the like, oh, I need a special key to get through so and so area. Like they still do the Resident Evil thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People may be complaining. So also fun fact, and it's like not real spoilers, but delayed stuff from the game that they cut. Ada Wong was actually supposed to be in this game, but they cut her out. She was actually going to be wearing a Plague Doctor's outfit, and it look really cool.
Really? I wonder if that'll just be some DLC or future unlockable. Because that's something I have heard. There's a lot of things in this game. Like, there seems to be a pretty good amount of things in this game that you can either unlock by playing the game, or you can just pay for to unlock. Foxy boy? Where'd you go? Hello, Foxy boy.
There you are.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Did you mute yourself?
You're going in now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says my voice connection is all green bars.
So is mine. But weird. Maybe there was like a lull.
Again, my computer.
I'll say maybe there was like a lull.
I think because the game's still running.
Ah, okay. What if you want, dude? You can always just stop playing the game.
Well, let me get through this part.
Fair enough.
In this part of the game, this is where you get your gun. This is where you get your knife. It's almost instantly.
Nah, that's cool. Yeah, I saw you get your knife. But what I was saying before was, so there's a lot of unlockables in this game that you can either just buy straight up, like outright, or you can actually unlock by like playing the game. Have you done any of those yet, or is that like something that you're gonna do?
So with the game already, the unlockables. Yeah, you have to buy them through the points. So it's just like RE3 Remake. You're able to buy, in this one, you're able to buy unlimited ammo and some guns, unlock certain weapons, like, funny enough, a lightsaber.
I love it.
And that's part of the game, and I think that's awesome. But you have to beat the mercenaries part of the game at, like, SS rank.
Yeah, or you could straight up just buy it, right?
No, that you just have to. That one you actually have to beat the mercenary games.
Oh, okay.
So that one is a strict. You had to beat this part of the game in order to unlock that. Then you can buy it through however many points.
Mm-hmm.
So they make you work for that.
Okay, well that's kind of cool. I like to see that in games, and the reason I brought it up is because you think that like Ada Wong, not originally being cut from this game, might be added on later. God, he sure did.
God,
that's supposedly that's supposedly the werewolf, right?
Yeah, that's or a.
Oh my god, you just lost two of your fingers, dude.
Is that it? That was my. That was the hand that they cut off in Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, it's like that hand. It's such a. It can't stay healthy.
It's right. What happened? Oh, I don't know why the game did that to me. Oh, it gave me my limited ammo. It just switched it out for me.
You have unlimited ammo with your pistol.
Yeah, I had a.
Did you buy that?
I had bought it like mid second game on the other one. I thought I had to go to the merchant in order to unlock that.
I guess it's just automatically unlocked with every new playthrough. Well, that's cool. That's cool to know.
It just does it automatically. That's cool.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I'll take it. This is a second playthrough, so fuck it.
No, yeah, that's like that's why you bought the. That's why you bought it, didn't you?
Yeah, just for the fact that, because I want to be able to upgrade other guns. If you upgrade your guns with all parts and it's points, I up the battle capacity, like fire rate and whatnot, through your other guns, then you can unlock it to the bonus features to have unlimited ammo and whatnot. So I want to do that with the Magnum. But a storyline, so once I get that item, it unlocks. So I guess since this was the first one I maxed out and through storyline, I get it here. So I guess that's why it reloaded.
Oh yeah, where was that? Yeah, because as soon as you got it, it did that little black screen. Well, that's cool. That's good to know. Anybody who's listening will also hopefully appreciate that little tidbit of information that, hey, if you do unlock something for a weapon, then it will automatically basically activate as soon as you get that weapon.
Yeah, because when I read some of the data, it was like, you have to go to the merchant to get said item. But I think it was just certain ones, maybe. I'm not 100% sure, but like that's the best data we could give you.
Yeah, because it literally just happened.
Fucking thing just came out of nowhere. Like some kind of wolf.
Like a wolf?
Wolf.
I'm going to go through a little bit about the game that you're playing right now, Fox. For anybody who's listening on Spotify, some of the game info is, obviously, this is Resident Evil, so it takes place on Earth. It is a first-person game classified as survival / horror, and I guess it does do that pretty well. Right, Fox? It does.
Yeah, it doesn't like folk tale horror.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly. Which takes me to the game's map takes place in an Eastern European village, and basically, just like any other creepy Eastern European village that you can imagine, it has a castle, and in the castle there is some creepy shit going on.
Oh, I didn't reload.
Players is obviously single player. There's definitely no co-op or definitely no multiplayer in this game, right?
Yeah, not that I know. No, you little bastard. Ugly. You look like Jack. There we go.
And if you have played Resident Evil 7, this does the timeline of this game takes place three years later. After Resident Evil 7, and it takes actually place in February of 2021, which is funny enough, and it's released in May 8th of 2021, so they knew what they were doing.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah. Player progression, I wanted to talk to you about this, Fox. So how do you feel like you progress in this game? I mean, yes, you get new weapons, and that's about it, right? Like inventory space and new weapons.
Yeah, pretty much. You progress by, usually if you ask me, through the merchant.
Okay.
By buying like either a bigger suitcase, just like in Resident Evil 4, and usually upgrading your weapons.
And you can upgrade your weapons to make them do more damage, right? Or have more ammo capacity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So just like in Resident Evil 4, when you upgraded your weapons that way, is the same way here. If anybody who has played Resident Evil 4, if not, then that's a good game to play. It is really limited in the gameplay actions, though, mainly because that was an older game. Let's get these werewolves to attack me.
Okay. Boom. But are they actually werewolves?
In a way. So if you guys want spoilers, which we're here, that's what we're here for, because the research is barely done, but I played it. They are infected with a parasite, actually, but injected with wolf blood into the spine, which actually... Oh, no, that guy's close to me! where was I? So with the parasite that's infected with them, with the wolf's blood, it actually turned them into lichens. So they are lichens, but not by the traditional sense that a werewolf had bit them and they transformed.
Right, and they don't like transform in the moonlight.
Yeah, nah, these are just
so a werewolf, but not in the traditional sense.
Yeah. So okay. They are still bioweapons.
You got the shoddy.
I got the shoddy. They give me the. They really actually give me some good starter weapons.
And no ammo. You got the shotgun. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Go back. Go back to your shotgun. I think you have infinite ammo.
Oh, no. I didn't get the infinite ammo on that one.
Oh, I could have sworn.
Yeah, I think that's two.
I saw a two with, like, the infinite. Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, it's because I switched guns. Oh, yeah. Fast. No, you move quick. I don't like that. Yeah. Oh, no. Don't climb up the ladder. They're coming after you.
So, there you go. That's how you progress. Travel in this game, you walk and run.
Use your feet.
Yeah. we've talked about it a little bit before, but I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of go over it for everybody. Is you play as Ethan Winters. He's the main character in Resident Evil 7 Biohazard and in this game as well. So you play as Ethan Winters, and you and your new daughter are captured by seemingly rogue Chris Redfield and the rest of the Hound Wolf squad. They knock Ethan out, and basically when he awakes, he finds that everybody's dead. His daughter and Chris are gone. And that's kind of basically where you start the game, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I have to find my daughter. I have to find Buzz Lightyear.
Where is she?
Oh god. No.
And playable characters, obviously Ethan Winters, and you said Ada Wong was originally supposed to be in this game. Yeah, as a playable character?
I don't know.
Okay. I wasn't sure if Mia was going to be a playable character in this game or not.
I was hoping not.
Because okay, so let's talk about the game a little bit. Let's get into the story, Fox, because I'm very curious about this, and I'm sure a lot of people that like are watching or listening to this are going to be very curious about this as well. What the fuck is up with that goddamn bodacious vampire?
Mommy Milkers. Well, she's hot. She's 9'6".
Okay.
Single. but she hates Ben. So, ladies, if you're interested.
But I thought that she was always, like, making advances at Ethan.
Oh, no. She's just very seductive.
Ah, okay. Well, vampires are supposedly seductive, right?
Yeah. She's somewhat a vampire.
Okay.
She has vampire tendencies. God damn it. I am really terrible because I just did not leave my area.
Yeah, you got fucking... You're getting smashed there, boy.
I know I have infinite ammo.
So take us through, like, if you could you summarize, basically, what happens within, like... the game without like giving everything away, but I'm curious about the one, the Vodacious Vampire, and like how do you get to the village? What does she have to do with like the actual story of the game?
With the actual story. So it looks like I beat the timer and this is just the cutscene. So I survived, yay. You see the castle in the background? Very like, oh look, I see a castle right up there.
Mm-hmm.
She is the lord of that castle. So they're semi spoiler alert, you find this out while you play. There are four lords in this land, and she's one of them. She's actually the first one that you technically have to deal with. So she kind of has a small part in the game, which is sad.
Okay.
But she's also based off of a yokai. She's based off Dracula.
Right.
She's based off of a Japanese yokai, which is a tall woman as well. Technically kills men.
Okay.
So she's has a lot of backstory. I feel like they did a lot for her. Fun fact, guys, so she's 9'6". She's taller than all the other tyrants in all the games. especially little tiny Ramon Salazar. He's from Resident Evil 4. And he's about like 4 foot something. And I love that guy because he's always just like, Mr. Kennedy, meet again. And he looks really, really old because of the Plagueis, which is the parasite in that game. And it's great because, like, Leon's like, get off my back, old man.
Old man, Mr. Kennedy. This may be a surprise, but I'm only 20 years old.
Yeah, I love that little fucker. so much so that I'm always joking around. He's like,
I want up-ups, Mr. Kennedy. And you can't stop me.
Definitely, you know what? You have a computer right now. Look up Ramon Salazar, RE4.
Okay, I will look him up. I will look
he
him up.
He looks like a little Napoleon bastard.
Ramon Salazar. Resident Evil. There you go. looking nice, like a dude. Goddamn Napoleon. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Bastard. He's so tiny, man.
He looks like a child. That looks like got like aged.
But he's only 20 years old.
He doesn't even look 20.
I know, right? Because it's funny, because Leon's like, old man. He's like,
I'm 20, Mr. Kennedy. Don't sass me.
That dude's fucking funny, man. Because he's just, I feel like he doesn't get any respect from anybody.
Well, duh. Have the look at him. Why would he?
Why would he, that little bastard?
So there's four lords, and you have to you have to beat the first one.
You have to beat all of them, right? Yeah, I mean, again, this is a Sparta Heavy game or podcast episode today. Your daughter has been cut up into four pieces, and each lord has been given a flask that has her pieces in it, and it's up to Ethan Winters to put her back together again.
That's fucking morbid.
It really is.
But okay, so your daughter's been split up into four pieces, and you have to get each piece, and then there's some sort of fucking ritual, I'm guessing? Some sort of sacrifice.
There's always a ritual, it's Resident Evil.
Yeah. Okay, so you go through the ritual, and then you get your daughter back, and that's it. That's the end of the game.
Kind of, ish. It's really hard to actually just explain the whole thing. So, as you go through the game, and it's really, really hard, ish. I mean, it was hard for me to play now that I'm a little better. This game's so laggy now that I'm playing it. It's laggy on the screen, but it's also just purely lag while I'm playing it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's just get into this. So, speculations. We thought Chris was evil. He's actually not. He just wanted to be an a-hole and not tell Ethan about a secret mission. The reason why there's four lords and why they cut up Rose is because this lady named Mother Miranda wants to resurrect her old daughter, and because her daughter had died from the Spanish flu. So, this lady is about over 100 years old. And she was the one who gave the company that Mia works for the mold and the DNA to make Evelyn. So she was the reason for that.
And this is why you said, like, Resident Evil 7 is probably, like, it's like a necessity to play that game first.
Yeah, I won't even say probably. I say that's a requirement. You have to play Resident Evil 7 to understand.
Well, yeah, you don't have to play it to play the game. Yeah. You don't actually have to play it to actually play and beat this game. You just have to play it to understand what just the hell they're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. What else? So, like, you find out in this game that dating back to the original, like, enemy to the game Resident Evil was the Umbrella Corporation. Who created the Umbrella Corporation, you say? Oswald Spencer. He stole the Umbrella logo from this village, actually. So this game is supposed to be the origin of where the Umbrella symbol even came from, because Oswald Spencer technically, quote unquote, got inspired by it, but he pretty much plagiarized him. He's like, this is mine. I'm keeping it.
He's like, I like this. You know what? You're not doing enough with this. I'm gonna do something better. I'm gonna be a giant asshole.
America.
America, where we take your idea and make it better. Arguably worse.
Just arguably.
Yeah, arguably. America, where we take a good idea and make it so, and just keep tweaking it until it's finally bad.
And then once it's bad enough, it's your fault.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so
it ties into the original games. Ties into a lot of games. So far though, this game is very confusing. So originally it was supposed to be based on like viruses created by mankind, you know, used for bioweapons, but you find out that the original virus known as the progenitor virus came from Africa, from a flower, and then they did the experiments and created the other viruses. This game explains the origin of the mold, which would be the E virus, which was the Evelyn series. And in Resident Evil 4, there's the Las Plagas combined with T virus, but the villagers were infected with the Plagas parasite, which was heavily influenced on Resident Evil 5 and the Ouroboros virus. Man, I'm going to be saying the word virus a lot, so every time I say the word virus, take a shot.
Dude, I would if I could.
Because of all these viruses, dick shot, it just jumps around. But this game is about an ancient mold thing, fetus thing that's underneath this village. Then you have the Las Plagas, which was actually from that village in Spain. And then the progenitor flower. So I don't know where they're actually going with all this, but they all have an origin spot. So a lot of it is due to experience, where all these monsters come from. So yay, there's nothing really supernatural about the game, except for these quote unquote natural phenomena that creates them in the first place.
Okay. So,
it's weird. Confusing. Actually, the Resident Evil storyline is just confusing as hell.
Very, very much so. For somebody who has not played a lot of the games, the plot line can be so fucking confusing. But it's cool that like this one actually answers a couple of the questions. Now, you may not get all of that if you haven't played all the games like Fox has, but it's cool to say that at least like Resident Evil 7 and this one, Resident Evil 8 Village, they do a pretty good job, like it seems like anyway, of explaining at least where this mold came from. Kinda.
Well, I mean, not really. They actually do explain it. I think it's called the Megamyces mold, but it's a very weird fucking thing. View map. Where am I supposed to go?
It's so crazy though that like
just like in Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil 8, I mean I'm pretty sure they already made videos about it. Boom! You can shoot the birds and watch them die. they give you items. So like in Resident Evil 4, like you would shoot a bird and sometimes it has treasure. This one has the money. Sometimes in Resident Evil 4 though, you could get like a, I don't know, fucking flashbang grenade for some reason.
You're like, yeah, because that crow was totally carrying that for whatever reason. I always think it's funny when like loot drops from enemies that have no business ever having that loot on them.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yo, what's his name? Ethan looks like he can handle himself a little bit better now.
Sort of in the storyline, he talks about, like, with Mia, oh, look, my save file's right there. I'll be fine. He talks to Mia about, like, this isn't easy, Mia. We moved to Europe because Chris wanted us to, and all this military training that they're making me do, it's not easy, Mia. You know,
he's like, quit being a bitch, Mia.
Right? And she's like, oh, you ever think about it yourself? Like, you're the one who lied in the first place, Mia. You lied to your husband. Only tried to save you, and you're just like, I'm not gonna tell you that I have a secret life. Goddamn, Mia.
Well, that's why it's called a secret life, Box. Why would she tell him?
Because...
secret life. It's called a secret life.
Yeah. Well,
I think there's an MMORPG out there called Secret Life.
Secret Life, starring.
starring Mia. Mia Winters.
Mia Winters. Or is it Winters? Secret Life.
Anybody who hasn't seen the trailer for this game, it's not really... Anybody who has seen the trailer for this game is not really a spoiler. Mia, she dies. Chris is like, fuck you.
We just witnessed that in the first place.
Yeah. So,
how does that miss you every time? There we go.
So if Chris is not an actual asshole, then why does he kill fucking Mia?
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. It's actually Mother Miranda. She has shape-shifting powers, too.
Mother Miranda.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's kind of hot, actually. She's the one who, like, creates... like I said, she's the whole reason why the Mold series, Evelyn series, happens. Because she's trying to resurrect her daughter. She cuts up Rose because she wants to have a ritual to resurrect her dead daughter.
Okay, but, like, Chris kills her.
Yeah,
but like that happens.
Does anybody really stay dead in Resident Evil 4?
I was just say like, okay, so.
Oh god damn it! Get off me.
So he kills Mother Miranda. Oh, you dead? You so dead. I like the fact that they carry like this giant like iron spike thing. Mm-hmm. Like they just have those rolling around. Like, and there's like a bunch of them.
Ooh.
That carry that same weapon. It's like there's like a supply store down the street that just carries these. Oh, for all of your lichen needs.
trust me on this. You're liking this weapon.
Exactly. Lichens are us over here.
It'll make you howl all night. Ooh. Trust me, this will make your opponent bite that silver bullet. Woo, man. Oh, I better stop because these jokes are getting a little rough.
Yeah.
Get it rough?
Dog. Yeah. I'm not liking them as much.
Oh, shit. Fuck you, too. I ran out of werewolf puns.
Well, clearly, he's like, oh, he must not have another one to come back at me with.
Fuck no, man. Second
dog. No.
That's all I got.
I won't do it. I won't do it. You can't force me to. Not again.
Can't force
me.
I'm telling my mama. Oh yeah, okay, cool. Just letting them talk. They didn't want me to go get inside the house thing, and I'm just like, don't worry, I'm Ethan Winters. I'm a hero.
But are you though, Ethan? Like, you're literally just like an average dude with some military training.
Oh sure, average. Wait till I mean
he is doing all of, he's doing all of this a lot, like with like no fingers. I would still be like clutching on in my hand, like, oh my god, it hurts so bad.
Dude, if I have a paper cut, I'm gonna die. Again, this is spoiler heavy, and you're okay with the spoilers because that's what we agreed upon. Yeah, he's dead. He died in 7.
Wait, what?
Jack, in the beginning, where Jack Baker's like, "Welcome to the family, son," and he stomps on your face, you actually died.
Right there?
Right there. So, I had a theory, actually, when I was playing 7. I just kept thinking about it every time I played. It's like, he's doing things that no normal person should be able to do. Like, even if it is, like, video game logic, something was off. Because Resident Evil still has some kind of logic to it.
Does it, though?
I said some kind. I never said all
kind. I'm like, okay.
So how it worked is that my theory is because he went inside the Baker house, which was covered in mold, and he's touching everything. He was already starting to get infected. So at that point, where you're like going to the basement trying to find Mia, you're already touching everything else in the walls, you're breathing in the mold spores, he was already getting infected. So by the time he gets his hand chopped off by Mia, and he's walking to the house, he has his final fight. Yeah, he goes to his final fight. Final fight. All right, your very first fight against Mia with the chainsaw. And after you defeat her, you get punched out by Jack, and then he kicks you in the face. At that point, you died, or technically Ethan died, and he drags you to the house. Now you're only waking up because the mold's already mutating your system in the revival state. That's why at that point you like kind of come to. Zoe's stapling your hand together. You should not be able to use it because it's technically dead at that point. It was not put on ice. I swear to God, she's not a surgeon. She can't put the staple in its back. And then the Bakers are force feeding you molded intestines and everything too. So already you're becoming more infected. So step by step, you became a mold monster. It's just that Ethan's DNA reacted to it enough to where it mutated him, but not to the level of where he's those molded monsters. He's more like Jack and the family. So like, he looks normal. He wasn't able to be controlled by Evelyn at that point, because he was still in the very early stages. In the very early stages of the infection, even Jack like stabs his own chest and everything just to show that it's like, this is what Evelyn gave us, and she gave us a gift. So yeah, at this point, because you die again in this game, Evelyn points out the fact that you shouldn't be walking. Like you died when Jack found you at the house. So it confirmed all that data. So when I got to that part, I was like, oh shit, You did die. You did get infected.
So now you're basically walking around as like an infected. So you're technically not. Yeah, like technically Ethan Winters died, but he didn't actually die. It's like Ethan Winters as a human died, but not like. Not
he died but resurrected. That's what I was
So he's dead, but then you said he dies again in this one.
Mother Miranda rips out your heart,
but this is like a for real death. Like he actually dies.
He dies, but again, he's a molded infected, so his body regrows it. So like, example, in Resident Evil 7, Jack, when you're fighting Jack in the garage, Jack takes your gun and he's like trying to prove to him like what Evelyn's gift can do, and he shoots himself in the head and his brains fall all over the place, right? Jack committed suicide. Jack comes back throughout the other part of the games because the mold infection can regenerate.
Mm-hmm. That I get. Yeah. That I get. So my question is like at the end of this game, like, is Ethan dead, or let me rephrase that. At the end of this game, is Ethan thought to be dead?
So let's go into this part, because again, spoiler heavy. Mother Miranda rips out your heart. You die. You now play as Chris Redfield. You go through your mission. You get resurrected again, and you have to do the final, this is your final fight where you're fighting Mother Miranda. And even she's surprised that you lived. Meaning because your body's already like taking control of it. But as each molded monster, like even the Jack family, the Baker family, once you take enough damage, you crystallize and you break apart. After you defeat Mother Miranda, you start to die. Like his other hand crystallizes and falls off. but he's still trying to hold it together to save Rose because she's put back together, gives her to Chris, and he takes a bomb that Chris had set to blow up the Megamycete fetus thing. So it jumps, I want to say, about maybe 16 years, because as at the end of this game, it's now about Rose, and she has the power of the molded. And it's like, oh, the father's story has ended. That's what it says at the credits. But she, like, her and some secret agent, like, drives off, and the, like, the so-and-so, because she's visiting his grave, they drive off, and you see a person walking towards the car, and it just cuts out. Thanks to other gamers, they paused, went into photo mode, and as they panned around, it is the model of Ethan that's walking towards the car. So I'm like, oh, Ethan's alive. But that doesn't mean that it's actually Ethan. Ethan, it could just be Capcom reusing assets like they're known to do.
Right, like, because technically that model was never meant to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to see it. It's like a tiny little speck, but it actually is. It is the model of Ethan, but it's the, like, badly damaged Ethan at the end of, at the end of the boss fight.
Right. So I don't think that's actually who's supposedly walking towards her, because I think you're right. It's probably Capcom just reusing resources. Like, yeah, why completely design a whole new character model for, like, a little scene like that?
Yeah. And he's gonna grab me. So with that, especially because if it was gonna be Ethan, why would you still have him, like, decaying?
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
The same time it was after however many years, because Rose is a teenager.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It would be, yeah. I think you're right.
Unless it's not many years later, because of the fact that the Evelyn, thing from Resident Evil 7 rapidly aged. I don't know if they're supposed to, like, say in Resident Evil 9, like, oh, Rose, you actually just rapidly aged, but you understand everything.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Plot device.
I don't think it could be a plot device, but I don't think so. It very well could be, and I don't like it when games do that. They tend to go with
stories do anything like that.
Yeah, they tend to go for plot devices that, like, don't make too much sense, and you're just kind of, like, sitting there like, well, I guess. No, I think it is probably going to be, like, 15, 16 years later, and I think you're right about the Capcom just reusing resources, especially considering it's a little scene that's, like, just supposed to be, like, a teaser, saying, like, okay, yeah, the next game we're probably going to be playing as Rose. I'm curious about, like, Rose's infection, though. Like, okay, so does that mean that she's got the infection of so she has, like, the powers like Ethan does, but she's not dead
on a higher scale? She's like Evelyn, but way more powerful.
Right, but she hasn't died yet, so it's like, and what about Mia and all of this?
Oh, yeah, surprise everyone, she doesn't die. She's actually kidnapped by Mother Miranda, which I'm like, Mother Miranda did not have a use for you. She should be dead.
Right, like, she shouldn't. Again, like, but that's video game logic, right? Like,
yeah.
Because it's like, realistically, Mother Miranda would have probably just straight up just murked you and called it good.
She would have absorbed your data, because that's when she's talking about this mold. The mold holds all the data in the world from the living. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So if she needed any information from Mia, she could have just killed her and absorbed that knowledge.
Right.
You know, fucking video game logic.
So I'm just curious about, like, with Rose being, like, a mutated but not at all. Like, she doesn't have any of, like, the signs of being, like, mutated, but she is. She doesn't look like...
Apparently she has controls over her powers. For the fact that when she threatens this one Secret Service guy, or I don't know what kind of guy he is, the ones with Chris's, but she's like, oh, because he jokes around, he's like, oh, we got a mission for you, Evelyn, and she gets pissed off, and he's like, oh, it's just a joke, Rose, calm down. And she's like, I'll show you things that Chris doesn't even know what I can do. So I was like, oh, okay, that's stupid. I mean, they can all hear you. You're wearing earpieces. Fucking loser.
I think she maybe she meant to say that to maybe she meant to say that to Chris too. Like, hey, motherfucker. Like, guess what? And but guess what? Chris don't like that shit, and he's gonna be like,
he's
gonna
boulder punch again.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, exactly. He's gonna boulder punch. He's gonna be like, what were you saying?
He's like, craw, craw. He's like, I punch boulders. That could be your face, Evelyn. Maybe Rosalind.
Rosalind. I like it. I like it. Okay, so I kind of got the idea. Like, I kind of got the idea of what happens in this game. And
I mean, that's just a quick, like, real summary of everything. You pretty much got to defeat the Lord, save your daughter, and then, like, as you do that,
you die.
You come back, you die again. And Resident Evil logic, you know, it's the whole Wesker thing again.
Yeah. Because nobody stays dead in this game, like, except for, like,
heroes at least.
Yeah, not the heroes. In fact, I'm pretty sure Leon's still alive and kicking. He's just chilling.
I'm 99% sure. I think there's gonna be in a Netflix series soon.
He's like, guys, gosh. I'm moving on to bigger and better things. Okay, we got that Netflix money.
I got my own show. What do you got, Chris? He's like, well,
I got this boulder.
He's like, look, I killed Wesker, right? I deserve my time off. So you didn't kill Wesker. A rocket killed Wesker.
Nobody killed Wesker. Wesker's still around.
Yes, Jake
still pulling the fucking strings.
I mean, he did actually die in Resident Evil 5 when Chris and Sheva shot, you know, missiles at him. I love this part right here because he's like talking to this chick and he's like, I'm gonna save you. And she's like, my father's alive. And he's like, your father killed everyone in that room. And she's like, no, I love him. And he's like, grab my hand. And she's all like, no. And she burns alive.
Yeah, I mean, see that. Wow. Yeah. Reach for me. I mean, at least he tried.
He's
like, she's like, no, I don't want to touch your stick. She's like, I don't want to touch your goddamn spore hand.
I don't want to touch your nubs.
He's like, reach for my good hand.
This is my strong hand.
Yes. Oh, dude. Well,
gross.
The game looks fun. It looks like it's worth a play. It definitely does. If you're into survival horror games and you've played the seventh one, and if not, go play the seventh one first and then play this one. It looks like it's definitely worth a play. Would you give it a rec? Would you recommend it?
Honestly, yeah, I recommend this game a lot. I know I often like, oh, I really recommend this game, and I'm usually depressed by it at the end. But I played this game before even doing this episode. I really like it. I'm gonna play it again. I really need to play Little Nightmares.
Little Nightmares, yeah, dude. Yeah. And that's actually a game that you probably could stream. I'm thinking because it doesn't have like.
Oh yeah, that thing should not run that hard.
It shouldn't. Not. I don't think it should anyway. That's another game. Like again, I would never play, but I would definitely watch. Yeah.
It's a game that's totally. I mean, I'm used to using weapons to try to survive scenarios like that, because it reminds me a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's, where you just got like fucking bob and weave to hide. But that is a game I really want to play.
Yeah, so definitely pick it up.
I had already bought it since March, and I just never played it.
Oh, okay. So there you go. Well, that's it for that's it for Resident Evil Village. I mean, I'm sure you could pretty much go on and on and on and on about the story, and we've already done quite a few spoilers as it is, basically gone over the entire story. So
I pretty much could. That's Mother Miranda. She just killed the one guy. Who's just like, you can't enter this home, and then he's like, Mother Miranda, I love you. Okay.
I'm the Cobra Commander.
I am the Cobra Commander of this ship. Love me.
You got anything else, Fox?
No, I just, this was a spoiler-heavy episode. I do hope you guys...
Yeah, I hope you guys are okay. Yeah.
There are great streamers out there who have already streamed it, like
Right. There's tons of Let's Plays on YouTube. So I think we gave it a decent enough time before we straight up like went and spoiled like the entire story. It's about 2 weeks or so after the game came out. So, I mean, I don't think it's too crazy. It's not like we spoiled it like the day after.
I mean, like, I've already avoided anything as spoilers until I just bought the game myself.
But if you guys are, you know, it's going to be in the description on the podcast. It's going to be on the description that like there are spoilers in this. So don't click on it. Don't listen to this one if that's not really your thing, which is totally fine.
If it's not, but you know, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Come here.
That's supposed to be the poster of Mother Miranda. She's a crow.
Oh, she shoot crows.
I did. These are the other lords. So we got vampire mommy milkers. We got blobfish man. The lady with creepy dolls, and Van Helsing.
Nice. Nice. I was wondering who that Van Helsing character was. I remember we thought he was going to be the merchant.
Literally, we thought he was going to be the merchant. I think I talked about it. I was like, oh, I wonder if he's Carlos. His name's actually Heisenberg. So he's the one who knocks.
I love it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you've made it to this point, I mean, congratulations. You're freaking awesome. You're one of the special people in this world. If you guys ever want, and we do live streams on Twitch once in a while, you guys can always follow us on there. Link will be in the description. Thank you guys so much for listening, and good night.
Good night. We love you, and bye-bye. Avida said, au revoir.
You gotta say it like Eastern European.
I don't know how.